once I wake up in the morning, after then having a short 5 minute, 10 minute, just like sitting calm, sitting still on the carpet, I just sit down, close my eyes, put my hands into the center, focus on the breathing, and 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just like arrive. Meaning, because when I'm sitting, there is no physical activity going on. So, which means there you are not moving in a way. The eyes can also be shut. For me, the advantage of doing these things, what is nowadays maybe known as meditative practices, is that you have consciously actually shut down the senses of the body. So once the senses of the body, your inside world with the outside world, is in a way not connected anymore, or there are no disturbances, that means you can be very, very, you can be very intimate with the world of your thoughts. You actually literally see the thoughts coming and also realize if you keep a thought, if a thought is more easy to let go, if other thoughts come despite the fact you want to let them go, they still try to stay. You realize such subtleties about your mind. So, and the reason why I sit sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, is just in order to make it blank. Just to blank it out. Until for myself, I feel like, okay, now it's just, I'm completely in, it feels like you're constantly in observation mode. You're just observing. You are not an actor inside of there anymore. If you catch a thought, this is what I would regard as now you're becoming an actor. You're starting now to play your movie. But being in observation mode, you don't really care what type of movie is now gonna happen. You're just observing. So this is the state where I wait until this hits in. So, and afterwards, have my first cup of tea just to start warming up the organs. And then just heading upwards. And in case Xiao Shen is awake, then we train together. If he's not there, I train alone. Yeah. Because this type of training is another chapter within the day where actually I am priming and I'm conditioning myself. Yeah, let's say to strengthen a certain principles, to strengthen certain principles that I know will help me afterwards throughout the rest of the day, which is like, don't give up. Just like as an example, I don't know what type of email is going to come in. I don't know how many appointments I'm still going to have, let's say, on that day. The point is like this. Once I have an appointment, once I have something on my schedule, there is no way for me to give up and not appear there. So, and similar like this, I'm already saying to myself, this morning training is now like the small preparation. Because what I'm doing is all the time, you start slowly, of course, to warm yourself up, but then you push yourself. You push yourself to that point where you feel that thought is coming back, it's time to rest. And when the mind says it's time to rest, that's the point to keep going. That is that threshold which is going to make the difference afterwards. So discovering your limits on the one side is the first thing. Discovering it is the first step. Because discovering your limits means you have a vision about what you can do, and at the same time, the limit is showing you what you cannot do at the moment. We're still in the field of martial arts, of course, right now. Okay. But so using this training in the morning is not just about the physicality and the fact of that we are training martial art movements. In the first place, it is also to condition myself to a certain vibe that I'm carrying throughout this life. And what is that vibe? That vibe is, I don't know what this life is going to bring, but there is no alternative. Then when the challenge comes, when life is getting hard, there is no alternative for me than to just keep going. But from where can I pull the strength? From where do I have this energy in order to move, to keep going when already you feel exhausted, when it's already hard? Well, it's because I do it every day already for 1 hour. Exactly the same thing happening, but using my body in that sense. Conditioning my body, bringing my body to the limit, and then by doing so, cultivating the mindset. Maybe there is like a sense of pride. A sense of pride that, okay, I mean, the day has just begun. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. The whole day is still in front of you, but you have already achieved something. You have already, in the first hours, challenged yourself, pushed yourself. At the end, actually did something good for the body because of the movement, did something good for, let's say, your breathing apparatus because you learned to regulate the breath. Did something good for the flexibility of the body, did something good in order to increase the strength that you have. It's good. For me, this is a good start in the day. So, and then afterwards, normally I just take a shower, go then down into the office again, prepare maybe another cup of tea, or sometimes also a cup of coffee. And then I have like 1 hour, 2 hours sometimes, I do the office work. Yeah. So, and also there, I have limited the time that I'm spending in front of the screen. Like I said, 1 hour, 2 hour maximum in that morning. Maximum. What I cannot answer in those 2 hours, I have scheduled it at a later point in time. So meaning the first thing that when I look at the inbox is I'm just flying over everything and looking for myself which one has a priority. Which one has a priority that in the best case I can answer right away now in the morning. And so this is what I do. All the other ones where I feel like there is no time pressure. Yeah. I move it to another time. Yeah. So, and this is how very structured I have the way how I wake up, how I make my training, how I do the office work. Okay. Because then latest around 11 o'clock, normally I then also drive out here to the temple, either having private lessons, if there are private students, or also just like talking to people here about how are things going. Okay, because meanwhile, and then normally the schedule of the monastery just starts to take place, which means if we are having guests over here, then in the afternoon, sometimes I have training. Okay, and then I mostly stay until around 6 o'clock, sometimes 7 o'clock in the evening, drive home to visit, for example, also the abbot of our monastery and having conversations with him, looking, exchanging ideas, what might be like the next steps. And then already the evening has come and the next training is happening. Yeah. And then just the day repeats again. The more easy, reachable it becomes for the masses. It is my perspective, the less deep it can go. Because the teaching, in order to be easily understood, in order to be easily accepted, must be held on such an easy level, on such a basic level, that somebody who has nothing to do with it yet also finds it appealing to actually try out. So the entrance is easy. But what I'm telling you is, or what my personal training is, it's not easy. My emphasis, why I do the training, is as long as it's easy, that's not the training. I do the training to get started until it gets hard, and then it matters. This is my philosophy about why I'm using the martial arts. Yeah? And so that means to continuously push yourself.
Today's episode, as always, is powered by Huel, a quick, affordable, nutritionally complete source of food with everything that your body needs. I'm drinking Huel Black Edition, which has over 26 vitamins and minerals, 35 grams of protein, and slow-release carbs, and it keeps me powered throughout the day. If you want to find out more, head to the link down below where you can get exclusive offers with the link in the description. And also, guys, I am doing the world's heaviest marathon, and I'm going to be doing 450 miles as well with 30 kilos as I run from Scotland to England to raise money for my son's charity. I'm asking if anybody wants to support this mission to help bereaved parents and raise money for people who are also suffering from the loss of their baby. Go down below. There is a GoFundMe page where you can donate, and there is also a giveaway for a £25,000 bath in the UK linked down below. For every £5 donation gets you an entry into the draw. And also, my friend Chad Robichaud has given us and Vortex Optics a Razer HD Gen 3 and an Impact 4000 ballistic rail-mounted laser rangefinder worth around $9,000. Vortex and Chad are giving this away as well for the charity. So there is a link down below for that giveaway too. Every $5 donation, I believe, will get you an entry into that. And all the money goes to the charity, every single penny. So thank you to Vortex. Thank you to Brass Monkey for the ice bath. And thank you to Chad for doing this.